1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. And tonight, with Noah Murphy and almost everybody here, ought to be a pretty damn good show.
I just totally took some E and now I want to like touch everything.
It was the music, man. It was the music. I just busted out with a glow stick and I popped a tabby E and I was like, oh.
You know, everybody's telling me I need to play different music for intro. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll throw two very unlikely things together.
Didn't raves end a few years ago?
I'm sorry?
Your ginger's hair.
Raves, didn't they end a few years ago?
Your hair is so red.
I know. Don't make me squeak, it's too early.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I don't know, raves may have, but my love for trance has never died.
Yeah.
I love trance. I'm the most farm boy motherfucker, you know.
Yeah, explain that.
I can't. I like trance. I like how it's put together. I like how it sounds. I love electronica.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense.
It's the inner geek in you. It really is.
It absolutely is.
Well, it's a good format for different types of things. Yeah. I mean, it's good music, some of it, but I'm not going to take all of it.
No, pieces. And there's a lot that I won't even take.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of like super hard house stuff that it's just like, okay, you know what? I don't need to listen to
right.
It's like, okay,
but you like trance. Do you like more of the ambient? Or, I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of different styles.
I like ambient trance. Right. I like down tempo, acid jazz. I like this. I don't know really what this would fall into.
Yeah,
but at
that's
the same
true,
time,
yeah.
I like Underworld. I like Future Sound of London, you know, both of which have a good trance feel to it, but they're not, you know, fully trance, you know. I mean, obviously, it's better than, like, not just ambient. What's the one that's, like, even slower and lower than ambient? I mean, I swear to God, they take a recording of a sink dripping, and they turn that into a song, a whole fucking album. No, I can't handle that.
Did you ever like Deftones at all?
Yes.
Did you get into the Team Sleep Project?
No.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to it once when I borrowed it from a friend, but that was about
Didn't
it.
Like it?
Eh.
It's good. See, that's the kind of stuff I like. And Daft Punk-ish.
See, I love Daft Punk.
They're awesome.
Love Daft Punk.
But they're more techno than ambient.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
way more techno.
Yeah. This stuff, I listen to at the spa when I go. Yeah.
If and when.
You know, this stuff, though, I mean, it's just, I love like loading this up in the background while I'm working on like the website or if I'm reading or... Because there's nothing I have to focus on in this music.
So when the kid starts crying, you like turn up the music?
Absolutely.
Nice.
But you focus on other forms of music?
Yeah, I tend to.
Really?
When there's lyrics, I want to hear the lyrics because I want to understand them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and after a while, what was it? I just got recently picked up a... Oh, you know, I never had Nirvana's Bleach.
Oh.
Never had that album growing up. Never had... I finally got it at Zia, the used record store, and then started listening to it, you know... Jeez, who's so loud? That's your computer.
It is?
Yeah, your computer's loud. Watch. No. I'm hearing a buzz.
Yep.
Oh, well, fuck it. So, you know, I picked it up and I liked it. And, you know, I listened to it. I understood the lyrics. And now I don't hear the lyrics anymore. I just hear the music. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's how I am listening to music. What about you?
Somebody's knocking.
I think Decaf's locked out.
Someone go.
What about me? What?
What about your music taste?
I mean, oh my
obviously,
God,
you're the punk
the
rockabilly, obviously. But.
I like 70s and 80s punk. 70s and 80s punk. Mm-hmm. 80s, somewhat mainstream.
Okay.
Some of the goth 80s. A lot of the underground 80s.
Okay.
Rockabilly a little bit.
Uh-huh.
More psychobilly.
Psychobilly, okay.
I like real punk. I don't like this bullshit MTV punk.
Yeah, the stuff that's out now is not punk.
No. Still get into a little bit of alternative. I can dig old Southern rock.
Uh-huh.
Country, can't stand it.
Can't stand country. Oh, now, Southern rock, what's the, why Southern rock but not anything, not country?
I don't know.
Because they're
I
really
can't
close.
Handle country. I know, but Southern
That's
rock.
The twang.
Well, Southern
that,
rock has a twang.
But
not,
it's.
Not like country.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, come on.
Yeah.
And but, I do like blues.
Okay.
And the, like, oh gosh. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay, so it seems like your music is eclectic, but I can. You like anything with instruments? You don't like a lot of techno, obviously. Then
I do.
You
I
do.
Have Daft Punk.
Oh,
I like some Fat Boy Slim. A little bit of Fat Boy Slim. I like a little bit of Moby.
Okay,
Chemical Brothers.
Little bit.
Oh, okay.
I like their remix CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they have like this, who did that? Chemical Brothers. It was, but it was a Chemical Brothers and Korn. What was that whole CD that they put out?
Oh. I could look it up.
I like the fusion stuff.
Okay, so do you like mashups then? And like if you can mix two things that shouldn't be mixed together?
A little bit. Yeah. It depends.
Okay, like what I was playing last week for the break.
Which one?
Oh, come on.
So much. Well, let me, here, give me a second.
Oh, I got a lot of compliments on what you were playing last week too.
Really?
A lot of people really like that.
Very nice. Yeah, a lot of that was, let me actually bring up the folder for my music.
Here, play a song. Put it in the background.
Well, I got to find it first.
Oh, well.
I think the only thing I really detest is like the death metal. Can't handle
yeah,
it.
I can.
Yeah.
I like death metal sometimes.
I can't
though.
Do it.
The closest I ever get to death metal is Children of Bodom.
Here.
Yeah, that's about as close as I get.
Mashups.
Yeah. Beastie Boys.
I hear Beastie Boys, but what you're gonna get is something just very different.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
How y'all feel out there? Another one.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Decaf looks high today.
Check
again.
This out.
Y'all let a nigga in the studio. Shit.
Yeah. Dude, I swear, I went over there because somebody locked the door, opened it up, and just wave a freaking smoke.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, dang, dude.
When you came in there,
how do you five fucking minutes?
How do you hotbox the porch? That's what I want to know.
Fuck that. You should see the trail coming up from the Toyota. It's sort of like, it's Toyota denial is what it is. Oh, I really don't drive a Toyota, right?
It's all right. You try to lock the niggas out. It's all right, man.
I want to know about Decaf's taste in music.
Yeah, what is your taste in music, Decaf?
What's my taste in music? I like, well, it's very weird.
Oh.
I like a variety of stuff. Mostly love songs.
Really?
A lot of rap. Yeah. Rap, love songs and rap. I could go.
So basically.
I can listen to a CD mixed with both of them.
Hip hop, R&B is what you're into.
No, not so much the, you know, Sean Puffy Combs. I like the hardcore. Ice Cube, Brother.
Oh, wow. Easy E. Right.
Yeah, I like the hardcore. All right, gangster
so when you say love songs.
Like like Lionel Richie, Barry White.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Nelson.
So like that smooth stuff.
Rock ballads.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and I like the alternative stuff. You know, I like Matchbox 20, Sublime. Stuff like that. Okay. That's why I'm wide over. I mean, shit, I like
Matchbox 20.
I like bread. Yeah. I mean, I like bread. So, have you ever heard of bread?
No. Hell yeah. What?
Sorry.
You've never heard of bread? Oh, my God.
It goes great with jam.
Yeah, I was. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I know.
You've never heard of bread?
Okay. You know what? And it points out Mariposa Rose in the chat room, which we'll cover here in a minute. Decaf loves him, the Celine Dion. So. Here we got a guy going, I like hard. Give it to me hard. And I always love you. No, it just doesn't work together.
It does. It does go back to back.
I still can't get over Celine Dion thing.
Ice Cube with Celine Dion on the same CD. I probably have
it. Yikes.
That's the kind of jungle love we really don't want to see. I...
But my heart will go up for you, though.
So. Oh, man.
Oh, bad, bad. Here we go.
I feel hurt.
And dog can be in the chat room.
Don't tell me. Wait. Honey, you're saying that your father likes Celine Dion?
So did she just say that Decaf's her daddy?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out. I'll be better. Get some of that bass. You know what I'm saying? Quaking, body shaking, up attacking, brains are wrecking, rock, talking, chuck, rocking, flavor, that's David. Yeah, see? Decaf's rocking it out. Look at that. He's going to start waving his hand in the air.
I don't know.
He can get down with some grease, too. With the grease soundtrack.
You know what's funny? Is in my car, as one of the mashups, someone mixed Snoop Dogg and Grease. Someone mashed up up Snoop Dogg and Grease together.
That's not good.
And no, it's great. I will bring it next week. It sounds awesome.
I maybe did do a fucking Grease song. I think it was Grease Lightning.
God, you are so closet white.
Grease Lightning.
No, there's no closet
about.
No, he
is closet white.
No, there's no closet about. Wait. So when you're out with your African American friends,
you could call them black.
Okay, when you're out with your black friends, is it like Jekyll and Hyde? Like you get all hardcore and you don't let on to your secret life behind the stage, do you?
Well, some of them know. I mean, but a lot of my older brothers and stuff listen to a lot of white music too, so that's where it came down from.
I bet, you know,
all my family has jobs.
Okay.
We have to blend in with the white people.
I like how that came across. We got employment.
We have to blend in, so, you know. But my oldest brother, he used to fucking go to Iron Maiden concerts, and he was
like the only black man there.
Yes.
That's interesting. Yes. That's very interesting. Yeah.
I have a hair guy, a hairstylist who's straight, and he listens to Seven Dust.
Okay,
he
now we know you're
and
lying.
And he's black.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
And he's black. No, I'm serious.
What?
He works at...
Oh, now that's three.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's
it's a strikeout. No.
I've never met a black hairstylist that
wasn't
straight.
Gay.
He was, I promise.
I've never met a male hairstylist that was straight.
Seriously. I met one, I tried to take him home.
Did it work?
Apparently.
No, I was being really good. I was subtle. I wasn't being forceful.
Maybe you should have been forceful.
I probably should have.
It could have ended
that.
I can
see it, too. Like, I can see it. Like, take me home! No!
She was like,
I don't do that.
She was like, I want to suck the black off your
cock. No. No, the other guy. Shut the fuck.
Oh,
you know what?
Dang.
There were two guys.
Oh,
and
you don't want the
one,
black?
Wait, you
no,
did
I'm
two of them?
Done.
Two of them?
Yeah,
you
they're both straight.
At the same time.
Yeah, they're both straight. What?
At the same time?
No, I did not take on two guys at the same time. Okay, you know what? I'm hungover. Yeah, a little gullible today.
Wow.
That is funny.
So did you
I couldn't... I didn't...
Shut the fuck up.
I just can't imagine you sucking the black off of a cock.
You can't... You
actually,
you
can?
Okay.
You can't.
Yeah. Actually, scratch that. Now I can.
What's that old joke that... you can suck the chrome off of a motorcycle or
oh
something.
Oh, my God. She said you can't. So, well.
Okay, the globalness will extend for the show.
You know what? Yeah, at least you've tried, right?
Oh, wow.
At least you've tried. You know, everybody's got to try to be good at something. This calendar thing doesn't work out. Good luck. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Harry, make more money doing the...
Hey, by the way, everybody...
You know what?
Guys, give me a minute here. Everybody at home, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. By the way, I'm Trencher.
I'm Chief.
I'm Decaf.
And I'm Ginger.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Big Daddy Decaf. And we want to remind everybody you can join us, because if you're listening to us live, we love the interaction. Get to our chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat, and we definitely got to turn on the cam tonight because Ginger's wearing some fun clothes.
Yes, she is.
Hey, maybe tonight, now that Murphy's not here, we can see her boobs.
No.
Dude, that'd be
not?
So
awesome.
Why? I think that'd be great. Dude, because then we could go.
You guys are so bad. Because the minute he said that, you look straight down at my tits. I used to have a t-shirt that said, "Stop staring at my tits." Yeah. And it was that big of writing. It was like a millimeter.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but men usually focus their first and then draw it up.
The best is when I kneel down and get under where their eyes are. Because it gets old sometimes.
Of course.
They're not even... Whatever.
What?
Anywho. What was I going to yell at you about? Oh, I was going to yell at you about...
You're going to yell at? No, you weren't going to yell at.
You said, in case the calendar doesn't work out, I can find a new career.
The
first time I ever went down on a guy... He kind of walked me through it because I didn't use... Anyways.
You didn't have braces, dude.
No. But he told me I was a champ after 45 minutes.
One bulletin A.
Tab A.
Wait. Insert tab A. Insert cock A into mouth B.
Whatever.
Lubricate and repeat.
I need to stop talking now.
Wow.
Good thing Murphy's not here. I would have, yeah.
For those of you in the studio audience, Ginger gives good head.
No one here knows that.
No, I think we could go, you know.
Should we call people?
And we could actually say, you know, and to all of our home contestants, we will be leaving you with the Ginger Head Game.
Nice. Jesus Christ.
He won't help
Never
you tonight.
Never going to
win. All right. So here's how this works, folks. The chat room's open. Go to the cam and chat link. You can watch us on the cam. You can chat with us live. Plus, the phone lines will be open. 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, that's the fucking number while I was locked outside.
God
damn it.
You should have left him out there. We got a phone call.
I was like, fuck.
We would have gotten a phone call, yeah.
Yeah.
Murphy did say he was going to try to call in.
Oh, that's cool.
So
why? He's in his vacation, his honeymoon, or whatever, you know?
I'm so jealous. I want to go on Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, so bad.
I got that right at home.
Yeah,
oh,
he has a little...
Oh, my God.
He even has a stuffed parrot he sits on his shoulder.
Hey, I got my helmet now.
Arr.
For Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
So, how about we do that water contest?
No, yeah, that is so stupid.
Come on.
Oh.
What's water contest?
Yeah.
The woman who was...
Sent in, what was it?
Competing we for we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you we for a we?
She had to drink as much water as she could and hold in and not pee. And the person who did it longest won a Nintendo Wii. This is up in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's a KDND-FM.
Yeah, well,
Sacramento.
It's soon going to be an oldies station.
Yeah.
After they're done suing the asses off of everybody there. But basically, she drank too much water. She got what's called water intoxication. Who fucking knew that this really happens? But apparently, you can drink so much water that you actually overload the cells in your body with water.
Yeah, you dilute your blood.
You dilute your blood and everything. It hurts. It really hurts, and you die.
Start hallucinating. Then you die.
Then you die.
Wow. And, you know, the funny thing is, we were talking about this before the show, but, I mean, people are pressing you to drink water. You should drink 8-ounce glasses a day, or you should hold up the garden hose and pour it down your throat for 30 minutes.
But that's people who are they're exercising. Yeah. They're doing things to kick the water out of your system. It's funny, in my office, you got some of the fattest motherfuckers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these people have office ass. You know, office ass is basically, you sat down for so long. When you stand back up, the arms of the chair leave a perfect imprint in the sides of your stomach or hips.
That's pretty common in telecom, though.
Well, it is very, but You know, the thing is, like, you got a shelf. You can put a cup of coffee and and a Danish on the shelf.
The ass is melted off the side
of
the chair.
So instead of, like, when they want to go heat up something, instead of going to the microwave, they just lift up a flap, put it in, and just put it down.
Yes, exactly.
5 minutes later, they lift it back up.
But these people, what they'll do in between smoking 20 packs of cigarettes a day is they'll sit there and they'll drink 300 ounces. I mean, they will have water towers at their desk. And they will drink the water. And, oh, I'm trying to be healthy. Eh, let me go smoke. Wait a minute. You're doing it? And my thing is, so how much do you jog? Yeah, they don't. They just drink the fucking water and think, oh, I'll just flush the bad fat out of my system. Yeah.
You know actually what they probably do is they drink that much water, so they have to go take a piss. But every time they take a piss, they're like, oh, while I'm up, I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Or if they're not smoking, they're eating.
Yeah,
they can stop by the vending machine on the way to the fucking bathroom.
Hey, most vending machines are on the way. You know, the break room is on the way to the smokers area. So why not?
Yep.
Right.
Or they're always in the fucking bathroom because they're pissing themselves to death.
I'm so glad I never became a smoker.
You don't like sucking the cigarettes.
I don't like what?
She wanted to suck, like the, she wanted what, suck the paper off.
I smoke cigars every once in a blue moon, but then I sound like a frog the next day.
My voice is so deep
already. It's nice.
Nice.
This was a good Cuban. Oh, this is wonderful.
You are hungover. Holy shit.
I am
shit.
So hungover.
So what was last night's party?
Yeah. Last night was the Traumapalooza at the Bunkhouse. That's it right. was like 10 or 11 bands. It was a film festival benefit for trauma films. So
trauma.
Well, yeah.
The Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Trauma.
Trauma films. I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh. Like you're sucking a cock. It's like
that's
you're
right.
sucking a
Lloyd
cock.
Lloyd Kaufman was there last night.
What is it with you and cock?
Suck it up.
Yeah,
Mr. Sucking a black of a cock.
Ooh, I'm squeaking already.
Suck it a black off of a cock.
All right. Wait. Murphy isn't here. Let's just chill out.
Are you taking Murphy's position?
I think everybody is.
Lloyd Kaufman was there signing autographs. They had a lot of swag. It was a lot of fun. There was a freak show. The Swing Shift Sideshow was there. And they're also going to be at my party.
Well, what the fuck is a Swing Shift Sideshow?
It's
show?
Freaks. They do sword swallowing and...
Ah, circus geeks.
Fabulous.
Love circus geeks.
They're going to be at my party. So. Yeah, they're fun. It was a good night. I was trying to keep up with a friend of mine, Genocide, who is a local fire breather extraordinaire. And I can't keep up with her.
Well,
she's
6'3". You were trying to drink?
Yeah.
Okay. Her name is Death. Okay. Death. You were like, I'm going to keep up with Death.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't thinking like that. I just kept drinking along with her. And then all of a sudden I was drunk.
Apparently you weren't thinking like, well, it's just one more.
Yeah. It was fun.
She got that name for a reason, right?
She's fantastic.
Well, her name used to be Somalia.
What is it now? Sudan?
Sudan. Wait, no, it's Dakar. Yeah. Darfur.
Yeah.
Darfur. Wow. Morons in geography. Where are you from? Darfur. Wow. Is that near Alabama? Yep. No.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
So, boy, you know, and tonight, I don't know, we got like news stories, we got stuff to talk about, so we'll bring that up. But I also got I got an educational moment, something we haven't had here in Spankwagon in a while. So I'll get to the educational moment after the first break. But
nice.
So yeah, tonight, if you haven't figured it out, folks, Murphy isn't here, so that means podcast listeners are going to go through the roof.
So you know Murphy. Okay. Now let me tell you something. Let me talk to you for a minute, decaf. Now, do you feel
that was a very good impression?
Do you feel that being black, that you have a better chance of getting laid than me?
Did that really happen?
I'm
wow.
Sure.
It probably.
I got a news story, so you can't say shit tonight.
Okay. We got to be nice because, you know, Murphy being a full-grown adult is happily playing in Disneyland.
Yes.
I'm so jealous. So.
Actually, by this time, he's probably playing with his wife.
You'd hope.
I would hope.
But if he has a choice between his wife and Indiana Jones the Ride, where do you think he's going?
Both.
Indiana Jones the Ride. Both.
Knowing Murphy,
he's like, honey, sit over the rear left tire. The hydraulics will do all the work for us.
I won't have to move it all. Cover your cock, Dr. Jones.
Don't look into the cock.
Yeah, that's an important safety tip.
All right.
What you need to do is after the show, go through and see how many times the word cock comes up.
This is what got us ditched by one of our syndicates. They were like, you guys said cock and faggot and ass sex too much. And it was me.
Yeah.
And he yelled at Murph, but it was me. I'm the one who keeps saying cock and shit, you know.
Fuck.
This is my 2 hours of profanity, you know. Satan. Yeah. What? What?
I thought the techno.
This was on a t-shirt. You never saw those?
No. Yeah.
I like the techno remix after that, though. That was pretty
funny. Oh, yes, that one was good. That was good. So
that would be funny.
No, it was.
No, it was good.
We'll have to revisit that someday.
Other than that, let's see. Why don't we cover some of the basic stuff? So we got any? Just give us hints. Don't have to go into them, but just give us hints. What are you going to be bringing up tonight, Chief?
Let's see. There's been over a million people assassinated through Armenian genocide lately. The doomsday clock is 2 minutes closer to the end of the world.
Happy shit.
Let's see. First person in U.S. convicted for spam emailing. That's happy.
Oh, yes. I've heard about that.
Let's see. China wants to blow up our satellites. Yeah, it's pretty much happy news.
Great. So you brought the good stuff. Do you go to nursing homes and just giggle?
I bring them puppies.
You go to fucking nursing homes and go, I'm 30. You're fucking going to die next week.
I can stand up and piss at the same time.
I can still have erections.
Oh! Wow. Yikes. Why are you having erections in nursing homes?
Don't judge me.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Do you have old lady porn at home?
He does.
I should ask Heather.
No, Heather's thinks that I have like this thing for like 18-year-olds.
You do.
Wait, time out. Let me ask this question then.
All right.
Does she have a schoolgirl outfit?
Yeah.
Enough said, okay?
No, but who doesn't have a schoolgirl outfit?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, well then you guys need to talk to your wives and get on the ball there.
I don't know. My wife might get even more creeped out because she is a school teacher. So it might be a little too creepy.
No. Yes. No, because you're not asking her to dress up like a fourth grader.
That is true. That is very true.
See,
although what's the difference anymore?
Not much anymore. Freak.
Yeah,
we ran a news story like some fourth grader got pregnant.
Ew.
Willingly.
Ew.
Yeah.
There are so many. Yeah. Children don't need to have children.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
How does an 8-year-old have a kid?
Why is an eight-year-old having sex?
Well, yeah, but exactly. I mean, just if you. I mean, they're only like.
Okay. This
four
is.
Feet tall,
I can't bring it up yet.
So you lost your virginity at 9, right?
What?
Oh.
This is hot. What did you say?
I just said you lost your virginity at
9. I lost my virginity at 17. I was a good girl.
Right.
I was.
You fucking lie.
I could probably find the person that de-virginized me. He lives here.
Where's Colin?
I like it. You know, well, where's
and then
Colin?
He cheated on me. No.
I like it. I could find him, you know, because she stalks them all. I've slept with you once.
I saw him because his older brother dated a friend of mine later. And then I ran into both of them together. It was strange.
Have you ever talked shit to or about an ex guy to a girl that's currently dating them?
One more time?
Yeah, okay. Really.
Have I ever talked shit? Have I ever talked shit?
You dumb motherfucker.
About a guy to a girl that guy is now seeing.
In other words, have you talked shit to the guy's new girlfriend?
Exactly, thank you.
Yeah.
Saying what? What do you mean by talking?
So is he as bad and bad as you? We're
on. Or he sucks in bed. He has a small dick. Or he's an asshole.
No, because I don't. Number one, if my friend is doing the sloppy second with somebody I've been with, I pretty much won't talk to her after that.
Wow, really?
That's dirty shit. This is a very incestual town.
Shit, the butt came off.
That's very.
It's on my teeth. All right.
You know, my wife, actually, it's funny. We were talking about, you know, fourth graders getting pregnant. My wife was giving a tour to third graders, and she had one hit on her.
That's like the kid in The Wedding Singer.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember when the little boys line up for her to dance with?
He's like, hey,
that's funny.
Hey, baby, this is my business card.
Like, yeah. No, it's funny. I mean, apparently he
fucking
got
double
on this,
line paper.
Apparently this like little third grader like got on this tangent that he was planning on me dying so he could marry my wife.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm just like, what?
He's a future thinker.
You better hope he doesn't go home and have a voodoo doll
with
your hair.
You got co-host.
Good luck.
What? Well, if he's going to get hair off of Chief here, he's going to cut the pubes, and I don't think he's going to get that close.
Yeah, that doesn't go near anything.
Exactly. Everybody needs to go to Spankwagon on MySpace because I just posted the most fantastic picture ever.
Okay. MySpace.com/Spankwagon.
Yeah, I'm getting shit from all my friends for this picture, and it makes me so happy.
Is it that eyeball thing?
Yeah.
Okay. It's gross.
You saw it then, and you didn't accept it?
Oh, I just saw it when you posted it in there.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty gross.
Did you want to see it again, Decaf?
No,
all right, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah.
Didn't ask when we you to hear. Tell me it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright. Food all my life.
I think the E's wearing off, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh my God, all right. So as I said before the break, we got a story from Ginger, so we got to hear this story about from something from eighth grade.
Oh, it was just to get into why I am so kooky as far as the blood and gore goes. When I was in the eighth grade, we were in cooking class, and for a while I wanted to be a chef, so I took all these extended education cooking classes.
Bork, bork, bork.
There was a boys group that had their own little, you know, kitchen area. Before class, I went in there with a tampon and I put food coloring on it and I stuck it under the sink where they have to go grab the dish rinser from. I went straight to the principal laughing because I got in so much trouble. She totally, the teacher knew it was me because I was laughing so hard when they found it. Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's so awesome. Makes sense. It so just, makes sense.
You just grossed the hell out of everybody.
I just love blood. It's fun to play with. But that was food coloring.
What? Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, I like that color.
So what happens, wait, what happens when you
fake
cut?
Fake blood, yeah.
Oh, okay, oh,
fake
blood.
Blood.
Okay, I...
Sorry, I'm going back in a special effects world. I need to get back on a movie.
To do all that stuff. That's
not
cool.
Not porn. You just looked straight at me when I said that. I said I need to get back on it. Never mind. Oh, I need Starbucks.
Wow. All right, so I told everybody I decided I have to raise the IQ because we've gone a couple weeks without like a geek guest or anything like that. So I decided, I had to take it upon myself to help raise the IQ of the show. So I decided literature is always something that, I mean, everybody here I think is a pretty, everybody here reads a lot and everybody here is pretty well literate. So I decided to bring in some high art literature that my our listeners probably need as well. Okay?
Wow.
So I brought this in. We got it, you know, just to read a few pages to raise the IQ of everybody. First off,
oh my!
The cover scares the crap
can
out of
I
me.
Can I have that?
That is creepy.
Can I take it home with me?
I think it's one of my wife's actually, from her classroom that I sniped.
Wait, she has that in a classroom?
Yes.
Is she trying to traumatize her children?
These books are still used.
Wow.
These books are still used. Oh, hey, look, they even have a black family in them now.
All right. Oh wow!
Decaf, check your mic.
I didn't think those came in interracial. Do they have brown families in there too?
You're live, dude. I don't know. Check your plug.
No.
Oh, now wait. How come I can hear that?
Yeah.
I can hear that, but I can't hear your voice.
Say hi.
Hello.
There you go. You're back. Okay.
He's got a deep voice.
Barry White.
Apparently so does Ginger. Ginger, what are you packing? All right, never. So...
Tits. Tits. I don't know.
Tits.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe you. You never show them.
Do you really think that dumbass comment is going to get me to show you my boobs?
No, but I try.
But a $5 bill will.
No, it won't. I'm more expensive than that.
Wait, how expensive are you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Depends on how many sake shots she does.
Pretty much. Yeah, I get. Yeah.
We have to catch her before the hangover. Yeah. All right, so let's see.
Wait, what is the title of this
the
book?
Title is Dick and Jane, Fun with Our Family.
Wow. That just sounds wrong.
So we will read the section called Pam and Penny. I wish I had music for this.
Pam and Penny are lesbian lovers.
Okay, you ready for this? Okay. Oh, no, you got to listen to this.
Okay, okay.
Because put our mind frame on these. Right. We're reading Pam and Penny. Mike said, come here, Pam. Come here, Penny. Come and play with me. No, Mike said, Pam. Penny and I cannot play. We cannot play with you. Look, Father, look, said Mike. See Pam and Penny run away? Father said, come here, Pam. Come here, Penny. Mike said,
look at Chief's face.
Hey, and see, this. Mike said, Pam, Penny, you cannot run away. Penny said, oh, Mike, we did not want to run away. Look at Mother. We want to help Mother. That's it. That is it.
Why are we reading this again?
Bring up the IQ of the show and the listeners.
Right.
Is it working? You feel smarter?
No.
No, but you should have put like a porn music background.
I've just heard come too many times in that whole spiel.
Well, yeah, she started drooling.
Wait. I did. Sorry.
Then you're going to love the next one. The next one's called Come and See.
So what's the African-American children doing in this story?
Actually, I don't think they're really black. I think the colors just decided to be nice.
So it doesn't say, yo, nigga.
Decided to be nice.
Well, let's look at it. Look at it. Mike said, come here. Pam and I want you. We want you to come and see.
Oh.
Mother said, oh, Mike, I can see Pam. How patronizing can this get?
Wow.
Father said, look at that. Is that Pam? This is what our kids learn to read. Mike said, no, this is not Pam. This is Pam and Penny.
I think Pam and Penny have something going.
I think Pam and Penny are...
I think you want Pam and Penny to have something going.
You know, I'm just saying, I mean, that's just what the book says. Don't judge me. Judge the book.
So these are, yeah, definitely Dick and Jane books right here.
Don't judge the chief by his cover.
Chief.
So, I guess, let's see, they're pointing out, yep, and guess can't possibly lower it, so. No. So far, so good. All right. People are feeling smarter. Ginger's feeling distracted, and Decaf staring at her tits.
No, so it's just
wasn't.
Like any
we
other show that
the
we ever do.
Chat room.
I was actually look at the screen this time.
Yeah, the chat room is very...
All right, so Chief, why don't you start us off for tonight?
Okay, which point?
We'll do the roundtable kind of approach. We'll start with the topic, and then we'll all take a kind of a bite at it.
Let's see.
If you
we need lessons tonight because Murphy's not here.
I'm sorry? Huh? What?
I said we need lessons tonight because Murphy's not here.
Well, usually it's a clusterfuck when he is, so let's bring it back in order.
Okay,
I like the clusterfuck approach. Okay.
Let's talk about the doomsday.
I'll behave.
Let's talk about the doomsday clock, actually. Yes. Yeah, scientists changed symbolic clock to recognize new dangers. The doomsday clock, the bulletin of the atomic scientists ticking, nudge to the world's conscience, moved 2 minutes closer to nuclear midnight yesterday.
In other words, what the doomsday clock measures is public perception, public paranoia, government paranoia, current conflicts that are happening. And when it reaches midnight, it's supposedly... most likely when a nuclear missile is going to be launched. Not when it hits midnight, but when it's in that range, it's very likely going to happen. It's definitely a Cold War thing because there's only 15 minutes on the clock to begin with.
Well, it does say here, this is the closest the clock has been to midnight since the Cold War.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, 7 minutes to midnight is where it's at now. And when it was introduced during the Cold War, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, all of that, it was 7 minutes to midnight. So we've never gotten closer than that ever.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of it has to do, and the article says this, with North Korea's nuclear bombs test, Iran's nuclear plans, atomic energy projects.
George W. Bush.
Poses an
George W. Bush.
Okay, George W. Actually, that is later on that George W. Bush.
Maybe later on.
Except at the top. You know, using nuclear atomic energy as an answer to climate changes prompted by people saying, oh, the world's going to end because of global warming.
But the doomsday clock has nothing to do with global warming. The doomsday clock is only nuclear. If someone wants to combine that with global warming, they're douchebags looking for an excuse. Or they're Al Gore looking for a sequel.
Both.
Yes.
I'm going to say both. But yeah, so we're about 3 minutes away from somebody pressing the button.
Now, let me ask this question. This may be more of a relevant question. Does anybody really care? I mean,
what?
Average Joes. Obviously, you know, the brain trusts out there and the people who, you know, who keep this clock going and who measure this kind of stuff, they obviously care. But do you think that the common person, us, sitting here tonight, really gives a rat ass about whether or not we're going to nuclear war?
I was getting a little antsy when North Korea started, you know, doing its testing.
What's the difference between North Korea doing its testing and India, Pakistan doing their testing 3 years ago?
Well, as far as I knew, India and, well, probably at each other they'd launch it.
Does it matter who it's getting launched to?
Yeah,
I guess. The doomsday clock exclusively to us?
I always thought it was.
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't know.
Wikipedia.
Ask
Jeeves.
Let me ask Ginger. Do you give a shit?
I do, but me and nuclear anything don't get along. I worked for a company where we were subcontractors to the DOE for the Yucca Mountain Repository.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I do care, but at the same time, I don't follow it.
So in other words, you know, you're not going to get freaked out. You're not going to panic. You're not going to stress more than...
I didn't panic over the year 2000.
Okay.
You can walk out your door tomorrow and die. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's sad, but I don't like to think like that, I guess. I just like to keep close-minded about it. And it's not necessarily an intellectual thing to do. It's just how I am.
Well, no, and you know what? That may be the more intellectual thing to do about it, because if you really think about it, as a common person, what can we do?
Build an underground battle bunker.
Dude, I'll come live with you.
We have, actually, here in Nevada, we have quite a few.
Can we play dress up? I can do your makeup.
What?
That's funny. I want you to make him a white guy.
Yes.
We should do that for the show sometime. All right, Decap.
That would take a long time.
Yeah. But you don't want to, I mean, just the face. Anywho, what do you think? I mean, does this
not
fucking worry you? Do you care? I mean, do you...
No, if it comes to an end, hey. Chizette, I'll be around to see it, though, so that'd be pretty cool.
Well, there you go. Chizette says in the chat room, I can honestly say, I don't really give a damn. So I think general consensus, the doomsday clock is kind of there. You know, I don't think people even remember it exists until they push something like this.
Actually, to answer your question, because of the India-Pakistan little tit-for-tat thing, they moved it 9 minutes forward.
Okay.
So, it's not just us. It's just around the world. See who's going to, you know, throw a bomb at somebody.
And, in other words, who's going to blow this shit out of each other? And that's, you know. So North Korea supposedly tested something underground in the middle of nowhere, you know. Is it really relevant? You know, because the only people they're going to end up bombing is either themselves or China or Japan.
Yeah. So they launched the fireworks pretty much in Korea today, right?
Yeah, really. Well, wow. I mean, you know, here you have North Korea, a country that, if you look on a satellite photo of the Earth in that area, you could see South Korea and all these lights and little roads, and you see North Korea, which looks like a fucking black hole, except for Pyongyang, the capital, little dot, all lit up, and darkness everywhere else. So here you have a country that's building a bomb. When instead they could be building atomic power plants
or
giving
roads.
Everybody fucking light or roads or
infrastructure, schools, you know, medical
instead
facilities.
Instead we read this farcical article about the giant rabbits that they're breeding. Remember we talked about that last week?
Yeah.
Giant
breeding giant fucking rabbits to feed the starving. Well, okay, but why not build something worthwhile like factories and infrastructure?
I don't know. The giant rabbit, that's kind of cool, though.
The giant rabbit's going to fucking own the country.
It's going to take over the world.
It's going to take over because they're going to eat.
Like Daddy Darko?
Yeah.
That doll is a cash for chaos. Sorry.
Wow.
You know, if you think about it, you know, you got rabbits. What are rabbits going to do? They populate.
Yep.
They fuck like bunnies.
But if they don't, they die.
Well, you're right. But think about it. All they have to do is switch over from being omnivores to carnivores. They can eat all the people, overpopulate the fucking country.
I for
and
one,
it's over.
The
I
next for horror one. Cult genre.
Yeah. Bunnies. I, for one, welcome our new rodent masters.
Yes. I don't think rabbits are rodents, are they?
I thought so.
No.
Aren't they?
I don't think so.
Something else to look up.
Okay. Wikipedia. So, all right. Next article here. Do you got anything, Decaf?
Oh, no. I'm just...
Ginger, do you got anything?
Juniper.
Yes.
What do you, give us what you got for a story.
The first thing that I wanted to chat about is, you know, one of my friends, because of the lack of porn lately, and I refused to go buy it for some reason, I decided to get LimeWire and try downloading porn.
Oh, God.
So while I'm doing this, I ended up taking LimeWire off my computer altogether because there was so much. I raped my daughter and she's 8 years old. Here, come look.
What?
I was so disgusted by all the child porn and the rape and the molestation that was like trying to get people to look at the porn.
What website
is just got it. Shut the fuck up. So that brings me to my news story. A man was arrested. He had recorded his wife's rape and hung her from a tree.
What?
Yeah. A 30-year-old man kidnapped, raped, and tortured his wife, then hung her from a tree to film a 2-hour bondage pornography adult film. The man was charged with aggravated assault and battery, sexual battery, kidnapping, and false imprisonment. He was being held... this is so hard to fucking read. Basically, yeah.
Why? Because it's one font?
It's just...
Must be CNN.
Did you see? Yeah. CNN.
He stuck her with the side of a hunting knife blade.
What?
Leaving bruises, then raped her again. And this is all on film.
I think I heard that. I heard about that.
Okay, but my question is then, I mean, he kidnapped his own wife. He did this. What was he... I mean, he was filming this, so...
He was following a computer printout describing the crime in detail that was found at the scene of the crime as well.
So, in other words, he was trying to recreate some sort of dark fan fiction.
Yes.
Ugh.
So, it kind of goes into the cannibalism thing that we were talking about that night as well. Those two Germans. Weren't they German?
I think they were.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about porn now after that. It just ruined me.
Well, that's just it. You know, didn't we ask? I know, and it's too bad Murphy isn't here tonight because he could answer this question. You know, because he's into the real kinky, strange, gross shit. I mean, last week with bad porn sounds, that episode of Spank Wagon. You know, I mean, he was like, "Yeah, this is great. Ah, you got to watch this." And at what point would someone go from that? And I'm not trying to say Murphy will, but at what point would someone like Murphy go from that to, "Hey, this is great. I should try this."
Well, it's just the whole moral conversation, too, that we had last week. It's people just don't have all their screws right, or if one little thing sets them off.
Yeah. What is the difference between a fetish and a sexual disorder?
There are probably a lot of people that have sexual disorders.
Well, is it sexual disorders or sexual deviancy?
That's
what we were discussing last week.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between a fetish and sexual deviancy?
Just self-control. That's about it.
Okay, you're scaring me.
I'm serious. I mean, most guys, if they decide to rape a girl, the girl's saying no, they're either going to go that point and do it, or they're going to back away and say no.
They like jail.
It's all about self-control. Now, if they think, you know, they can do it, get away with it, or really don't give a fuck, then they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But if you know in the back of your mind that this, you know, morally, this ain't right, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's really the only difference.
I had a psychology professor in college years and years ago who said that every person has some kind of sexual deviant fantasy, but that only like something like 3% of people actually will ever act out of that fantasy in their own head.
And I can understand that, but I think it's even less. I really do, because I think a lot of sexual deviance are things that is intriguing, but they, you know, you don't want to do it. You don't really, you go, because that takes something out of you, I think, to go that far, and people realize that.
Well, it's like sociopaths, you know? I think they classify it as a disassociation of a human being from their humanity.
They don't see them as a person.
Yeah, you like remove the humanity from a human being and become like a toy or an animal or something.
Yeah.
Okay. You were going to say?
It was sad. It's just sad.
It is sad. And it's very, you know, it's very sad, disgusting. I hope they don't have kids.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if it's such a low percent of population, why is it freaking all over the internet?
Well, pure and simple. It's all over the internet because, you know, this stuff spreads.
It's fascination, but you want to be, you know, secret at the same time. You like it, you know, like so many people probably go to Rotten.com or some shit like that. You know what I mean? And they'll see, you know, the, you know, brains and guts and stuff, but they're not going to do it in front of anybody. You know, they're just going to kind of do it to themselves, get their little, you know, once they get too much, you know, they're like, okay, that's enough blood and guts. I'm going to stop looking at it. You know, it's just human nature. You know, you can't really...
And at the same time, I mean, looking at that picture that I posted on the Spankwagon MySpace, that stuff, it's gross, but it makes me laugh. But if I stare at it long enough, I will get sick.
Yeah, I mean, it is disgusting. It's gross. It's like the crap that Tootle Nuggets posted on this forum.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's really disgusting. But there's that point where he likes this.
Right.
Why does he like this? And I hate picking on one of our listeners, but let's pick. At what point is Tootle Nuggets going to go over that edge? At what point is he going to disconnect and go, you know?
And he's going to cut his dick in half and like...
Well, it's like...
Yeah, why not? Why
separating
not?
It.
Let's take it that far. Let's take it that far. Let's say he fucking cracks. Someone just pushes him over an edge and he cracks. And he cuts your dick in half and tapes it.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. You want to go this far? Let's.
Okay.
He disassociates you from being a person. You from your humanity.
Well, then he obviously has something wrong with him.
But at what point? Where does it go that you say, "Hey, wow, that's pretty gross." Is he going to get? You know, let's look at some of these war veterans. They see things that we have not seen.
Yeah.
If we want to see it, we maybe we'll find something close to it online and download it. But we're talking about people who've seen heads blown apart. Yeah. We're talking about people who've seen others killed.
Just walk by jeeps of dead people just laying there,
you know,
looking
staring at you with those empty eyes.
Yeah. Right.
At what point are you so desensitized that you're like, meh. And then when you get older, how do you handle that? Because let's say our society changes in the next 30 years. And this stuff is not even just considered taboo, but it's considered completely forbidden as a morality thing. Like, moral majority somehow wins the world over, and we look at that stuff as the world's worst stuff, worse than porn, worse than anything. And what's going to happen to those people that have seen it? What's going to happen to us who've seen it? And what are we going to think in the back of our heads when that's cut off?
Tootle actually responded in the chat room. He says, actually, it's not that I like it. It's just that he is interested in people's extremes.
I see. Okay.
See how far people are willing to go, how deviant can people really be?
At that same point, how far do you say, hey, and I'm not saying cut your dick in half or anything like crazy, like he's on those videos he put up there, but at what point you go, hey, I should post something that's really, to me.
And I think Tootle Nuggets was successful because all of us looked at it, and now we're talking about it.
And we're still talking about it. We're still on it.
Obviously, it must impact us somehow for us to remember.
I don't know. Seeing that picture is hard for me to really believe that it was real. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's like the eyeball picture. Yeah, well, like the eyeball picture, I could actually see that as real. Like, that, I couldn't really watch that, but I could watch the dick cut in half. I don't know. Maybe I'm really fucked up, but I...
You couldn't watch what?
The whole eyeball thing. Eyeballs creep me out, though. I can't ever have contacts because I freak out when I touch my eyeball.
Yeah, it's not the same here. I almost punched out my optometrist when they tried to put, like, the fucking stuff in my eyes to dilate my eyes for an eye doctor.
And I am looking at it trying to figure out, is that real? Was that for a movie? What did they do? You know, so I take the technical side of it on top of being
gross. Come on.
I used to wear contacts before I got my eyes done, so I'm used to touching my eyes.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get them done again. Keep on poking yourself in there.
So, I mean, there you go. That's, good topic.
Oh,
next
topic.
That was a good story.
Excellent job, Ginger.
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, rabbits are no longer part of the rodent family. They used to be.
Well,
they upgraded their membership.
Well, actually,
I got the gold card. Give me a carrot, bitch.
Yes, they're now a part of the Lagomorph family.
The Lagomorph.
Yeah. They were part of Rodentia, but now they're part of the Lagomorph.
So that means that they had to discover the missing link between the two, and then they linked the rabbits over.
Apparently, it had to do with a huge rabbit-type rodent that is indigenous North Korea.
That's the one we were talking about.
Okay, well, there.
By the way, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is...
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We want you guys to join along, so don't forget, you're more than welcome to hang out in the chat room. We even got a few newbies in there, so good to see the newbies, and we'll go over the mad props a little later. If you want to call in and share your thoughts on whatever we're talking about, phone lines are completely open. They're 1-866-587-6257. For those of you who want to do it sort of with letters and, you know, don't want to deal with numbers, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS, R-O-C-K-S, so... Give us a call. We'd love to hear your opinion on whatever we're talking about, or bring up your own news story. All we ask is, come on, people, make it interesting.
Yeah,
but I have more news.
Go for it. We're doing a bump. You see, we don't do these often enough. Yeah. So,
okay, are you done with the bump?
Professional radio.
Did you hear about the dentist that pulled out the 87-year-old woman's tooth as a lesson?
What?
A dentist pulled out an elderly woman's tooth without anesthetic to teach her a lesson.
A lesson in what?
He's been thrown out of the profession of dentistry. She was 87 years old. She had blood pouring from her mouth after she made a compliment about previous treatment in his hands. It was what he decided to do.
A complaint about previous treatment.
When she was getting her dental work done, she complained to him and said, "You did this to me last time." So as a lesson, he yanked out her tooth.
Where was this at?
It was in...
It's got to say where.
What?
Hold on. Bexhill?
It was in the States.
Is this in England or something?
Here, let me see.
Yeah. Wait, got a call. What's the button here? There we go.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Bert.
Interesting thing I thought I'd share with you guys.
All right, go for it.
Today, I work at a computer repair shop.
Okay.
And I, just for open disclosure, I will say that I am a Mac fan. But
yay, Mac.
The PC tech, of course, he works on the PCs. And he got in a really fun one today. It had been overrun by someone who had hacked into the machine and installed some logging software into the machine. And he found a text file that included a list of all of the guys' usernames, passwords, bank account numbers, online banking passwords.
But there's something else to this, isn't there?
Sent to somebody else.
There's something else in there, wasn't there?
Well, actually, that was the majority of it, was that software and the...
No, I was hoping for, like, some creepy website.
Yeah.
No, well, it was basically the software was keeping track of everything that he did online, and anytime he would like log into his online banking site, it was taking down his account name and his password.
Oh, dang.
So we're both looking at that and thinking, boy, he's going to have a fun couple of months coming up, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
He's going to be probably canceling credit cards 3 or 4 a week, I would imagine, for the next couple months.
So, thank you. So basically...
His life is ruined for a while.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the...
I saw that and I thought, that is probably the best advertisement for Mac I have ever seen.
Well, I don't know.
That would just...
I don't know about that. I think that's just an advertisement for people to be smart about how they... You know, what do they download? Because this the software doesn't get installed on the computer without your knowledge or without you doing something.
Yeah. But it does on a PC. That's the problem.
Sometimes.
I have a hard time with it.
A certain antivirus software will alert you every time something is trying to install itself, regardless
of... Oh, no. The software that he's having to take out of these machines attacks that stuff, or it masquerades at it. One of the things that he removed from that same machine was a firewall. And it wasn't a firewall. It was another thing that would infect the machine.
Oh,
it advertised
itself
as a firewall.
Right.
Stupid people are going to websites and going, ooh, look, a free firewall.
But that's just it right there. That's just it, you know. All right, thanks for the call, Vert.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, so like Vert said there, you know, the people are going to websites. They're downloading things that, ooh, do your homework.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been infected with a virus on your computer?
No.
And no offense... I'm saying this very lovingly, but you're the least geekiest
computerist. Oh, I'm such a computer retard.
You know,
yeah,
of us all, and you haven't.
Because for example, lately when I turn on my computer, something will try to start connecting to my computer, and I have an idiot window that flashes. Do you want them to connect? No, I don't want you near my computer. I don't know who it is or what it is. And it's something I didn't recognize. Granted, I have a lot of family members that get into trouble with their PCs, but I'm always the one telling them what they should and shouldn't do. I'm not completely computer illiterate, but the more I stay away from computers, the more illiterate I am, because obviously I don't work in the field anymore. But it's, yeah, I try not to be too much of a retard.
Yeah.
And if I have problems, I call Murphy.
There you go. Now, Big Daddy, you do IT work for a living. You do it on public computers, computers that are used as public terminals that are used primarily by kids.
Yep.
All right. So how bad is it on public terminals?
Well, it's really bad, except for we have a product now that, you know, it, you can reboot the computer and deep freeze, and the computer is a virtual image.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't get the viruses like you used to.
What's the program called?
Deep freeze.
Deep freeze.
Deep freeze.
Is this something that's available for the private sector?
I think it's more of an enterprise server kind of addition.
Now, you have a lot of porn stories about the library, too.
Now, this is the kids go to those proxy sites where you try to get through.
HideMyAss.com is one I use.
And they'll, you know, it cuts through all the proxies and shit like that. So, you know, every day something new, you have to try to. Yep.
And by the way, the proxies, basically what they are is for Ginger here, because I can see the look of deer and headlights. Basically, it's a workaround.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Can you hear me?
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Stretcher, it's Murphy. Help me.
you sound like you're being attacked.
Where is he?
You have no idea. Okay, so I don't know if Churchill told you guys. The St. Thomas Parish, the guys who paid for the show, the guys who bought all the ad space, they brought me and my wife to Disneyland here to kind of entice us to allow them to buy more ad space on the show. They kept us tied up on It's a Small World for the last 8.5 hours.
Wait. So how did you get access to a cell phone?
Oh, it's in my pocket. Jackie actually had to gnaw through my left wrist. We are like trapped. You have no idea.
So how are we supposed to help you guys?
Get the National Guard. Get the Delta Force. Get Navy SEALs. I don't care. Get somebody.
Okay, so I'm.
I know. I'll send Louis Gossett Jr. in a jet.
How about we just get Team America? They'll blow it up.
Yeah. Puppets to go after puppets. Why not?
How about Robo Dick Cheney?
No, you don't understand. This is worse than the normal It's a Small World. It's a Small World, but it's Christmas stuff in. So it's a Small World with a jingle bell.
Wait. So
hey,
did
Murph?
Walt
Murph? We'll send Robo Dick.
Just send Robo Dick. I don't care. Send him and his shotgun. They see me. I gotta go. I'll call you guys if I can.
All right. Hey.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, and he dropped.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we know Murphy's.
Wow.
I told him, man, right-wing groups, you got to worry about them. You got to,
you know. So, you know, I think we should let him sit there for another 10, 12 hours.
Oh, I think another week would be great for him. I mean, it's mental castration, that ride.
I'm just surprised that you know, Disneyland hasn't taken down their Christmas decorations yet.
Dude, they can afford to be lazy. All right, so where were we at? We were talking about programming and
the
computers.
Viruses.
Chief, how many viruses have you been hit with?
Believe it or not, I have only been hit probably with two.
Really?
In all the years that I've done computing. And one was on purpose, because I actually just wanted to see what it was going to do. And the second one, I was downloading codecs, you know, off a file sharing server, because I wanted to do some music editing. I needed a certain codec.
Okay.
And I was running McAfee at the time. McAfee didn't catch the virus that was loaded in the codec file. So when I installed the codec, you know, it started screwing around with the registry and everything. I was freaked out. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And eventually I found the workaround. But I was just surprised that, I don't know, like McAfee, Norton, you know, a lot of these virus programs really don't protect as well as perhaps maybe I think they should. I've had a lot of success with Trend Micro, PC Cillin.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because I think Norton and McAfee are like the two biggies. They're already starting to write viruses that attack those programs. So if you have another powerful virus protection program that isn't part of those top two, you'll probably have a better chance of protecting your computer.
And I'm wondering, if you were in charge or you had a big company like, you know, Norton, would you create your own viruses so people would buy your software?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wow.
I've always thought that.
Wow.
Now I may be shot and killed for that.
Well, no.
if I don't come here next Friday, you know what the fuck happened.
If your Toyota blows up in the parking lot, man. Right?
But just think, if you know that you're selling all the products and you could create viruses, because obviously if you know how to stop them, You know how to make them.
Well, yeah, I think that's what's valid. I mean, but these viruses. Okay, let's give, for example, all the crap that tries to get up on Spankwagon's forum, forum.spankwagon.net. I had to actually, right now, if you want to be a new register, you have to email me directly to ask.
No, it's terrible.
It's horrible because every day I was cleaning out at least five or more. Sometimes I do about 100 a day. Just check, 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 dump. Damn. Because you get all these email addresses, .ru, okay? So Russia, right there. You know, and you get all these fucking people trying to get on and putting their links and check out the Viagra and all this stuff on forums, just forums. So I don't think McAfee's doing it. I think there's a lot of people who are stupid enough to click on these things.
Yeah.
It's like pop-up ads. Why do pop-ups still exist? Why does spam still work? Because spam, you know, people do click on it. And that brings me to another article that Chief brought up earlier, the spam ad.
Oh, yeah. Let me bring that up.
Notice the segue. He just almost blew.
Yes, no, that's good. There we are. First person in the U.S. convicted for spam emailing. Jeffrey Gooden faces 101 years in prison
Damn.
For spam. A report on the Mercury News revealed that a man from Los Angeles has been criminally convicted of spam emailing and is the first person to be convicted of such a crime in the United States. 45-year-old Jeffrey Gooden was found guilty of running a running scam.
Keep going.
Oh. That fooled users into giving out personal information and emails that Gooden sent out made users believe that they were cooperating with a legitimate business when, in fact, they were not.
Interesting. Hold on here. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up? This is Tech.
Hello, what's up? What do you got to say?
Not much. I'm just listening on in, and I was in... Where are you guys located?
We're located about 3.5 blocks away from the Stratosphere. We're in a small white trailer. If you knock on the door in the back, that's where we take the pizza delivery. All right. So, anyhow, you were saying.
No, I was saying that, let's see, Gooden is convicted under the 2003 CAN Spam Act, it's CAN-SPAM, which makes it illegal for marketers to send out false or misleading information to users, which goes about all the regular advertising laws that we have in the United States. They just kind of extended it to the internet.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though, is... You know, who cares about what's happening in the States? Look at all the spammers that are happening across the world.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry. How much spam? I got another call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Sorry about that. I got cut out, I guess.
Oh, okay. No problem.
What state are you guys in?
Sorry?
Huh?
What state?
Oh, confusion.
You know, United States, you know, what state?
We're not in the United States, dude. We have you can't do internet radio in the United States.
Yeah, it's that what that act of
the Perform Act. When the Perform Act went through, we all had to kind of relocate our servers.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted you guys are located in Nevada, right?
Shh.
Nicole? You're not supposed to, dude. You're gonna give us away.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Okay. When I was sitting on the screen is about antivirus programs.
Uh-huh.
The funny thing is I'm a Mac user and I had an iBook G3 500 megahertz and when I got it you know, usually Mac doesn't have it has. They haven't had any viruses for 15 years, and so when I turned it on and everything charged it up, I found Norton Antivirus 9.0 or whatever I think it was 6.0, and I do not know why it was on there, Let me tell you, Norton Antivirus on Mac is hard to get rid of.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. You know what I found though? There's a button combination that you can actually use on Apple, of course. It works really, really well. What OS are you running? 9 or 10 right now?
I'm actually running the latest Tiger.
Oh, okay. So you're running 10. You're running 10.
Yeah.
Mm, well, okay.
Well, it was on Panther 10.0. 3.9.
Oh, okay. Well, let me actually, because you know what, I can walk you through this. It's really easy. It's a simple button combination, and you can get rid of anything you want within a minute. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Are you in front of your computer right now?
Wait, what?
Are you in front of your computer right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. The button. Well, let me. What I have is actually it's a macro button. It's called drop. Okay. So moving on. I love this phone patch.
Oh man.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Dang, he gave away our position. Yeah, well, we're gonna have to move studios. Away,
yes,
now.
We're gonna move studios. He caused us strategically. wow.
I have to book time over at
Area 51
now. You
know what, though? We love our listeners, but you got to understand. Our listeners, of all people, need to understand. We harass everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially
each
Ginger,
other.
Especially Ginger Tits McGee.
Yes.
Thank you for that Norton advertisement.
You know, and here's the thing. First off, you know, just because the program's on there, if you can't get rid of a program, dude, Mac is so easy. You drag it to the trash. You find every associate. Matter of fact, there's a program out there called Zap. If you get Zap, and it's a paid program, you can actually drag a file, and everything that's associated with that one program gets zapped right out of your system. It's like an ultimate trash file. So there you go, Tech Pepsi. That's but when you call, dude, get to a point. I mean, we're talking like ink pen point, fine point. Just get to it. All right, what else do we? Oh, I have an article. Right. We're being told we're on Mars. PK, you guys are Mars.
Oh,
PK,
you fuck,
guys
I thought it was Venus. Let's get the fuck out of
well,
here.
Well, see,
man.
Now you know what the problem's been all this time.
Ooh, he's just landed.
Oh, man. You know, those guys are Area
51. Oh, shit. He left already. Oh.
You know, those guys are Area 51 and a half drop by now.
You know, that's just it, too. You know, we think we're the crazy ones. MySpace decides to give parents a new tool, which is kind of a crappy tool, but... spurred on by four recent liability lawsuits by families who claim their daughters were sexually assaulted by people they met on MySpace, News Corp-owned MySpace is developing a new tool which allows parents to glean more information from their children's MySpace profiles. Codenamed Zephyr, the software will monitor login names, times, profile changes, and other pieces of information of a particular MySpace user.
Codenamed Zephyr.
Zephyr does not keep itself a secret and will notify the MySpace user that their profile is being watched. The monitoring software will also not give parents access to a user's password-protected profile or to their communications with other MySpace members. MySpace, hi. Is this going to do anything?
My name is Zephyr. And if you are a horny man trying to talk to my little girl, I will.
Do you ever get arrested? Do you ever get creepy guys in the? Do you ever get creepy guys in the library?
Yeah, I like Zephyr.
Can
I talk to you on MySpace?
Which is the good stuff?
Ew,
okay,
stop.
All right.
I have a good library story,
okay.
But we gotta stay on the subject.
All right.
And I'll bring it up later. Something I heard from a coworker.
All right. Hey, by the way, chat room's going nuts here. Newsflash. Chazad points out, here's a tool for parents. Hey, pay fucking attention to what your kids are doing online. Newsflash. Parents should take care of their children and not expect everyone else on the planet to do this for them. So right now, the chat room.
Well,
I
don't know.
The chat room.
I mean,
but I'm Zephyr.
I'm here.
I'm here to protect your children.
Isn't it NBC like Nightline that does that anyways?
I don't know. No, that's something
or
else.
Or Dateline.
Dateline,
yeah, Dateline.
You know, they
yeah.
basically have a cottage industry of catching a pedophile, but...
Dateline doesn't have shit on Zephyr.
Well, I mean, parents are expecting, you know, the networks to do it for them.
Yep. One aspect of MySpace wants parents to pay attention to is the user's specified age. Many of our safety features are built around age, and it's important that people honestly reflect their accurate age while on our site. Says MySpace chief security officer.
Yeah, I mean, you know how much it sucks when a chick says she's like 23 and she's really 13.
No, you know what? You know what? You're right, because whenever I used to get online, dude, I was always like 32. I went in. This is when I was a kid. You know, I mean, granted, when I was getting online, I was 18 for the first time, but still, it's that point. It's that principle. You got people who are going to lie so they can get to the adult sites. I'm sorry, just because an adult site says, yes, I'm 18, check mark.
I know.
Doesn't.
That's not,
Zephyr will catch all you motherfuckers. Don't lie. We'll reach it to your fucking
Is Zephyr like the good guy to Quaalude's man, bad guy?
I've been running from Zephyr for years. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, that's just creepy. That's gross. Every Stop single it.
That's Quaalude Man, though.
I'm going to have nightmares now of Zephyr.
No, that's Zephyr. I'm Quaalude Man.
Okay, well, I'm going to have nightmares of both.
Doesn't have shit on Zephyr.
Jizzad points out honesty on the internet. You're right. There is no honesty on the fucking internet. No one is who they say they
are. That's not all the way true. I agree with you, but that's, yeah.
How can you agree with me but say it's
because
not all true?
Because I have met people from MySpace, whatever, from dating, whatever. And they're like, wow, you really look like your pictures. Like, dude, aren't you supposed to look like your pictures? Well, no. You're really pretty. I'm like, that's
what were they expecting? Listen to what they're saying to you.
I know.
The pictures you put on MySpace looks great, but we expected you to be a dog.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shazad in the chat room, he says, until proven otherwise, I go under the assumption that everyone on the internet is a 13-year-old male. That's a good, probably, safety precaution.
You know, that's
there.
Yeah. And you know, that's right. Don't trust anything online, or trust very little unless you can prove otherwise.
Well, what were the spoofs that they've done in movies where it's a guy trying to talk to a girl and it's actually two guys talking to each other?
Yep.
So true.
You're absolutely right. You know, and it's an old New Yorker cartoon, and it came out way, way back in the beginning of the internet, but it says, on the internet, no one knows you're a dog. Mm. You know, and it was a dog at a keyboard. I mean, that's just what it is. That's the nature of this beast, you know?
Well, Zephyr always knows if you're an ugly fucker.
So, MySpace, do you think this is really going to help anything?
No.
No.
Fair enough.
No?
I don't know. Go I don't have kids, Zephyr. So no, I mean, really like talking about it.
Because the software is supposed to allow the parents to do parenting. Well, that's not going to work. But because parents
what
are
if
doing
your kid
parenting?
Is a computer geek hacker and they can figure that out too? I mean,
then you need to make sure your kid has good morals.
Exactly.
You need to make sure
it
that you talk
back
your kid.
To what we were talking
and
about.
And let me give you the ultimate message. Half the parents on the websites are more skanky than the
oh
kids.
Oh my God. My dad downloads so much porn and they're constantly calling me. Your father needs to quit going to, what's it called? Cameltoe.com.
That's awesome.
That's
so
that's
dirty.
Hot. Oh,
you guys
shit.
Will meet my dad at the party. My dad
that's
is
awesome.
But I don't want to know what porn site.
I don't want to shake his hand, but that's still.
No, my dad.
Shake it. Is your dad left or right handed?
Yeah.
I think
Zephyr likes you too.
All right. So
he's
left
clean. Right. Shut up.
Zephyr likes you too, Amnesia.
Vert in the chat room, he says, internet where men are women, women are 15, and teenagers are FBI agents.
Nice.
Oh wow!
You know, and it's just how things are, yeah. And this is something that, you know, intelligence will win over software. I think it's brain power over software will fix things. But
until parents want to start being parents, it's not going to work.
Yeah, anything. And that's true. It's very true.
And when my wife got her computer from her computer she was in college from her parents, yeah, she found all her dad's porn.
Nice.
On there. And she started freaking out because at the time she was 18 and like. The porn that her dad had downloaded was like 18-year-olds.
Ew.
She was like, oh my God, some of them could be my friends. And it's like, well, you know.
I've got to wonder, has this ever happened to anybody where someone you recognize online in online porn is someone you knew in real life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've had that happen to you.
A chick that I was dating ended up on the cover of City Life a couple of years ago for the hacker convention.
Okay, DEF CON.
Yeah, DEF CON. I think it was a couple of years ago. But yeah, she ended up topless on the cover of City Life.
Yeah, but that's City Life. I mean, I'm talking like porn. You're watching her titties bounce up and down, and then you catch the face, and you're like, wait a minute. She was in my homeroom in fifth grade, you know, where you can actually do that. Has that happened to anybody in this room? Apparently not.
Wow.
To an extent.
Okay, what was your, what's your...
I saw my friend. She's in porn. It was a friend of mine saw. It's, yeah, not okay. Me, myself.
Okay. Decaf?
No.
Decaf's
no.
In porn.
Decaf's in. Decaf's one we're all going to recognize.
Except for one stripper
O-face.com.
That I saw. Yeah. It was one stripper I saw in porn. Yeah.
Okay.
I do have exes tease me about having a video camera hidden in their closet.
That's nice. Just creepy.
Which scares me.
Well, you could sue them if that ever shows up online. Anywho. Because you're going to know who they are. Their ass is going to be video camera too.
Can you actually sue for...
Yes. Actually, yeah, okay. It's a gray line in Nevada. In Nevada, it's only a single party consent for phone tapping. I don't know about videos. Huh. I think that you can go under libel or defamation of character,
right,
or slander even.
All right.
So, or maybe, well, not libel.
Because I remember, I forget what state it was. Might have been New York. But a judge ruled in a case where a woman had brought a gentleman to court because he filmed her up her skirt, you know, with a little hidden camera and everything. Uh-huh. And the judge ruled that when you're out in public and you're wearing a short skirt,
the
judge
defense.
Ruled against the woman. He said that, you know, if you're going to wear a short skirt, it's in public, and if somebody wants to...
That's the Hugh had it coming defense.
Yeah, pretty much, but the judge ruled against her. I was actually surprised.
Are you going to wear underwear now?
Studio world. Right in the room.
Don't worry.
I gotta wear drawers.
Clizzo just got done saying that he knows someone that comes into his work
every day or shops daily
in our chat room.
Okay.
One of the more popular porn stars is someone's stepsister.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't read the chat room and see right. at the same
it's
time.
It's all right. It's, you know. So, okay. So, you know, it does happen, but very interesting if that happens. Got an article here. The FCC reports on their indecency reports for the last quarter, actually for third quarter of last year. The FCC released its amended numbers for complaints of all kinds that were filed in the third quarter of 2006. Dealing as it does with such a wide range of communications issues, the FCC hears complaints that cover everything from cell phone billing practices to digital television issues to electrical interference. Most interesting, though, is that are the obscenity complaints. There were a lot of them. As a matter of fact, the FCC received 162,170 indecency or obscenity complaints between July and September of 2006. The complaints were not evenly distributed within those 3 months, though. There's a pattern that we've seen before. It appears that September is like one of the filthiest months because it received 161,587 complaints to the FCC, which means that within 1 month, August was 404 complaints overall. That's it. But then in the next month, there was over 161,000 complaints. 40,000% increase. What happens here is, everybody's favorite censoring group, the Parents Television Council, monitor the dirtiest shows on TV and then write up all the foul language and sexual activity in detail. And they do. They write this. They will monitor a TV show, write everything down in graphic detail.
They need a life.
We need to be on TV.
Oh, Jesus, we'd be kicked off in a minute and a half.
No. If we went HBO, we'd be okay.
No, HBO, but that's just it. They even monitor shows like Nip and Tuck on cable. And what they'll do is they'll take everything down, and then they'll tell everybody in their little mailing lists, write this form letter to the FCC to bitch about this show or bitch about this thing that just happened. So, numbers are up, though. You got to love that when it goes from 404 in August to 161,000 plus in September.
God.
Get a fucking life, people. All right.
I think it's time for a break.
Yeah, I think it is. We actually went way, way, way over. So what we're going to do is go ahead and take a really quick break, catch our breath. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Sunday, the million, Mother Russia, ring down, down, down. Mother Russia, Mother Russia, ring down, down, down. Mother
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest internet radio show ever. This is
Spankwagon Radio.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, right. That's right. That's right. Show me that. Show me that piercing.
He pointed at me.
Whoa, what piercing was that? Oh, let me guess. Tongue ring. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Where were we? Nice.
I think Decaf just had an orgasm right there.
I'll be surprised if Decaf can actually stand up to walk out of the room later.
Now Nas has to rewash his acid wash jeans.
We want to open the phone lines back up, so everybody is welcome to call. We're continuing our discussion on everything and anything. This is Spankwagon Radio, and that number is 1-866-587-6257. So you're always welcome to call. Decaf, you got something for us?
Yes, a library story I heard from one of my coworkers.
Right?
Oh, right.
Okay. She's one of those sweet people that always attract all the fucking freaks in the library, right? All the freaks come talk to her saying they're going to kill themselves or
what?
They're the long-lost lovers and all kinds of freaky shit, you know.
What?
And so...
Okay.
Okay, because it's downtown, so...
Ah.
Downtown. Okay. So this guy's been coming in, like, you know, staring at her at the desk, following around and all kinds of shit like that for like a whole a year. You know, and she just kind of, you know, she's real nice. So she just, you know, let him do his thing and whatever.
Nice ditzy.
So one day when she went to the shelves to find a book. And she bent down to look for some of the books, right?
Yeah.
She pushed over a book of shelves. Bam, fucking dick and balls right
face
for the other,
no way. For the other side of the shelf.
That is awesome.
Oh, no.
Right in her fucking face.
Oh, shit.
I would have so just slammed two books together.
Right?
So, what did she do?
Well, of course, they call security.
Okay, they got the guy.
Yeah,
shit.
But they only get kicked out for a year for doing that. You can come back after a year.
Wow.
After a year?
All right. Yeah, all right.
You know it's marked on his calendar. I can go back.
Go back now.
That's just scary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, went down and bam.
How do they keep them out, though? I mean, well, there's got to be so many
of them.
If
you go to the security booth, you have a whole line of pictures.
There's no way
they're not to let back in, but they'll get back in. You know, they'll sneak in. You can't fucking catch everybody back in a public place. So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just cock and balls right there.
Boom, just right in her face.
Wow.
I so would have, yeah.
And that's the same library you had shit smeared over the books, right?
Yeah, oh. And pissed.
Oh, no way.
Sticking up in a spray bottle, right? And the guy, because the guy got kicked out the day before or whatever, so he came back, he was pissed off. He shit and pissed in a bottle, went to like 3 or 4 rows of books and fucking sprayed shit and piss all over the books. So it was like $10,000 or something like that. Ridiculous.
Sprayed like with a spray bottle?
Yeah, a spray bottle. Shit and piss in a fucking spray bottle. Shook the shit up, went down the rows of books and fucking start spraying the shit.
Just destroyed books.
Just destroyed books.
Why would you
do that? So he had to throw away whole rows of
books. Just a moron. Just a pure... I mean, yeah. How do you stop him? Because he's got literally a gun.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to get sprayed with piss and shit yourself. You're not going to stop him. I think you came unplugged again.
Okay.
That can be dangerous. I mean, what if the guy has, like, hepatitis or something?
Exactly.
I mean, holy shit, yeah.
So, I mean, not only did they have to destroy those books, but, man, they bleached those shelves. I mean, did everything. So, all right.
Amnesia asks, is there a 3 strikes rule for that?
Nice. You know, and that's just one branch. I mean, I'm sure there's psychos everywhere,
there's everywhere. Yeah, like at West Las Vegas, there was a guy that used to go in the bathroom. He had a fetish with a tile.
For what?
Tile. Not tile, tile. T-I-L-E. I can't fucking
tile.
Say
tile.
Yes. So he will fucking strip naked. He'll lay on the floor in the men's room and rub up and down on the butter.
What? What? Why can't they just do that at home?
Wait a minute. How do you know they weren't fucking?
They were.
Well, he was fucking.
He was fucking the floor. Tile.
But how do you know? Never mind.
Oh, shit.
Because they caught him, and then one time when he's going to the bathroom, they bum rushed the security bum rushed.
Oh, so they actually so they caught him?
Yes, they actually walked in.
You know what? You know what? That kind of shit makes me a proponent of tasers.
Yes. Yes.
Fucking my floor, will you? Pour a little water on the floor and tase them. Just stand on the dry and tase the shit out of them. You know what? Because you're in an institution. I mean, I don't know. You
funny.
And I've told you about this, but, you know, like, libraries to me are like the institution. Mm-hmm. Libraries and schools. You need to treat them with absolute utmost respect because without them, we're fucked.
Yes.
And then you get dipshits like this. Yeah. Ugh. What's the worst thing you've ever seen? Ginger? Ginger.
The worst thing
you've seen in public, someone do in public, or have had done it in places you've worked?
Honestly, it's not as bad as decafs. Those are better. I used to work for a company and I had to run an errand to a county building, and a guy was walking in front of me and he blew a snot rocket in front of me.
Oh.
And it got on his hand. Then he wiped it on his pant, and then he opened the door in front of me. And I tried to run to stick my foot in the door so I didn't have to touch it. I didn't catch it. So thank God there was a handicap button and it just opened for me, but that was the worst.
Sick.
Okay, I got a couple. Grossest thing that ever happened. One place I used to work at, someone was very disgruntled, and we don't know who it was. I mean, it's not like we had DNA tests back then, but we didn't know who, but they smeared shit all over the bathroom wall.
Oh.
They were so mad about something, they just smeared shit all over the walls. Our janitorial crew cleaned it, and then quit.
Yeah, that's gross.
So, yeah. This was in an office building. These are shirt and tie places.
Yeah.
They're hiring shirt and tie people. Someone decided to spread their shit on a wall. But then we all kind of joked, you know, as supervisors, we all said, well, time to do fingernail checks.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's a little brow crustacean around the
Another place I worked at, I used to work at a restaurant that was notorious for old people eating there.
Uh-oh.
We had someone die.
They
had an aneurysm and died in the bathroom, and there was blood all over the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we had a person die in the bathroom, too. Overdose.
Oh. So,
yeah, I work for Fox News, dude. I've seen it on the freaking.
At work.
So what does Republicans do?
Well, because because we get video from just about everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, at work though, did you have anything happen at your job?
At your job,
I'm always shocked that just people don't know how to flush the toilet. People.
Oh my god! But I think
like the worst thing at work is I went into the freaking bathroom, and one of the toilets was overflowing with shit. Like seriously, it was just coming out of the toilet.
Ew.
And apparently, somebody in the building had taken a shit so big that it completely clogged the pipes. We had to get like some we had to get a professional plumber in, and they had to bring in this like super strength Roto-Rooter to clear out this turd.
Now there's one profession I will never be, and that's a plumber. Because imagine how much shit they have to deal with at a daily basis.
I had a
Clizzles.
Are they reading on a film that we did, an independent film that I did? We only had three trailers, motorhomes.
Yeah.
The guys had a trailer, the girls had a trailer, and production had a trailer. In 3 days, this guy clogged up an entire tank. He would pack down five breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's in like less than 5 minutes, and he'd work out all day long. And I thought he was on diet pills or Coke because that's all he did. It was disgusting. But I didn't see anything. Wow. It was just gross because we couldn't go to the bathroom.
Clizzo.
Oh, shoot.
Clizzo in the chat room here goes, I had a girl in her 20s or so in line at my work, Smith's grocery store. My cashier said she had a little gas, but more came out.
That's so gross.
Clizzo then goes on to say, after she left, the guy behind her looked down the floor and had run down her legs and onto the floor, and the guy stepped in it. So someone else shit in line at a grocery store.
Oh, sick.
Oh, that is sick. Wait. Amnesia says that he was a Roto-Rooter guy for 3 years.
Earlier in the chat room, he says, the first time he went to pull tree roots out of a sewer, a small piece of root fell back in. We went to grab it. He grabbed a turd.
Oh,
dude. Yeah. I chopped my hand off. I'd really think about just
slice it off. You know, burn it. Burn your hand.
Oh, man.
Dude. Yeah.
Then you have porn where people are like, getting pissed and shit on.
I don't get that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I just finally, this is just sad. Finally saw Team America.
Oh, no.
Now I understand the AIDS song.
Yes.
Yeah.
The dolls shitting and pissing on each other was the best thing I have ever seen. That was the funniest goddamn clip.
And you know what? I found something else that they play on the show that I never knew where it came from. The Shackle commercial.
Yeah.
It's from the movie Confederate States.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I saw the preview, so I found something out too that they play. I was like, oh, that's just hilarious.
That movie was too much.
I think somebody's smoking in the other room.
I can't smell shit. I got a cold. I'm in my allergies.
I don't think that's tobacco.
Wacky tobacco.
Yeah. Hey, Studio Troll.
You got a little mota lace with that cigarette, though?
It was nicotine.
For mota. No money for mota. That should be a banner.
That sounds like a band name. No money for mota.
Wow. That's hilarious.
There you go.
So.
Oh, dang. I feel kind of dirty now, but.
Kinda? Kinda? Ah.
Does it make you hungry?
No, but I do feel a little shit on. But
I don't know about you, but I could go for a Tootsie Roll.
What was the movie where the Butterfinger was in the pool?
Baby Ruth,
Caddyshack.
That's a Baby Ruth.
That's Baby Ruth. And then at the end, he picks it
Carl,
up. And
Carl goes,
awesome.
Carl sniffs it. Yeah. Baby Ruth.
That was just on TV the other day, too.
Good movie. Excellent movie.
Oh, no. Somebody just Shazad.
No,
you
know what I miss?
Shazad just posted a link.
Fletch. Well, they were supposed to make
a
new one.
You can't make a new Fletch.
Fucking got snot running down my face. All right. So what else do we got? Anybody else have any other news or topics or anything worth discussing?
Shazad just posted a video, so I'm checking it out.
Awesome. Because the only thing I got right now is the biggest news of this week, the little mercury spill in the L.A. subway. The fact that
little mercury spill.
someone spilled mercury in the L.A. subway for some reason. They don't know what it was for or why. They think, though, that it was a test. Why is there someone lighting themselves on fire?
I don't know.
They're in a goddamn costume. What do they think is going to happen? Yes, they're going to burn. Very good. Dumb shit. And it won't go out.
Oh, shit.
It's fire that won't stop burning. They are literally on fire. Thank you, Chazad. You've distracted the entire show.
Do it.
oh shit, now he's in the shower.
Is that a guy?
I don't know.
That's a
fat
guy.
Oh crap.
Weird. All right, so
that's bizarre.
Supposedly they're saying it's a terrorist dry run. My question is, well, why the fucking LA subway? LA, you know, is more of a car driven town. If you have three subway riders in LA for all 3.5 blocks of the subway, you're doing pretty damn good. But what's
the
best? I
didn't even know LA had a subway.
Neither did I. Well, I knew, but I didn't realize it was actually real. You know, it's kind of like a joke, like an elevator in a 1-story building. The funny thing about the LA subway deal, though, is it was 8 hours before they decided to clean it up. The timeline: 10:44 p.m. A man is seen on videotape appearing to drop something that was later determined to be mercury onto the subway platform. 10:45, the man uses an MTA intercom to say, "I spilled mercury," then boards a train. 2 a.m., last train. 4 a.m., first train of the next day. 6:51 a.m., MTA informs hazmat teams about the spill. 7 a.m., station closed, cleanup begins. So from 10:45 p.m. the night before to 6:51 the next morning, mercury is left on that station floor.
Wow.
People were walking in it, people were touching it, people were bringing it home on their shoes.
Licking it.
They didn't do shit in L.A.
Wow.
And when people start going crazy.
So there you go, a little bit of news. And, well, kids, guess what time it is?
Oh, is it? Ah, there it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
Ginger.
Decaf.
We got
Big Daddy Decaf.
Jesus. All right, we got a lot of people we need to thank, so don't run off too fast there, Clizzo. We got a big thank you to all of the listeners in the chat room. Amnesia, Anorexic Pillow, Chizad, 9 Volt, Stalled, Tech Pepsi, Toodle Nuggets, Virtual One, and of course, Clizzo. To every one of you, you get
Mad Props!
Of course, we got to thank all of our syndicates. Big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for allowing us studio space. Don't forget Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. To all of our syndicates, a big thank you. Also, if we're not live, we're in the archive. Check us out, podcasts.lvrocks.com, or go to Spankwagon Archive at spankwagon.net. And finally, if you want to be our friends, go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Click and be our friends. We will have the hookup, especially with what's coming up in the next few weeks. Lots of hot models are going to start showing up in the studio. Very nice.
Do I get more pictures from a MySpace page?
I don't know. We may wait till you're gone now.
Damn it.
All right. So I got to point out, we're going to have a guest next week. Something of Murphy's ideas. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
But scary. Also, we're going to have a dating game. Ginger, are you ready to meet the man of your dreams?
I don't know.
The man who's going to take you away in a 1970s Pinto.
Nice.
So tune in next week as we try to get Ginger a little bit of man action. Until then, I'm your host, Trencher. Everybody else, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.